news for you. Fembots have feelings too. You split my heart in two. Now what you gonna do?
Rochelle, you're gonna wreck everything.
I fuck things up.
Yeah, she has her tea just sitting over the computer, just ready to pretend pour it or real pour it. I don't know, but I just don't like the way that you kind of like were looking at it and going, "I could just do this."
I could, yeah, I could. Yeah. And then you probably beat the shit out of me.
No, because that would be spousal abuse. And we don't do that.
No, that's not called spousey abuse. That's called revenge.
Revenge. Okay. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
It's been a bit since we came at you. Not because we hate you, but because life is awesome.
Because I had surgery.
Yeah, that's it. And because it took
me like... You can say words, like real words.
And because it took me like 3 weeks to clean up this room from all the toner that I spilled the last episode.
That's the reason why we didn't do a show?
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why. And we didn't have
I didn't know that. I thought it was because I was on Tylenol 3s and laying in bed.
Well, that too.
That's probably more so the reason. I would hope so, because... if I recall, I cleaned up the room again after you didn't clean it up very well. It was okay. The cleaning job you did was okay.
I did a solid.
I was actually quite impressed. I only found a few spots here and there, but overall, not too bad. Not too bad.
I did a solid 70% job. Is that fair?
No, I'll give you 80%.
Okay.
But I'm going to minus 10% because you got other areas dirtier while you were cleaning.
Like what?
The bathtub and the bath mat. I know it's only a $5 IKEA bath mat, but that whole motherfucking thing is all black underneath it. It's so disgusting from all the toner. It just like leached on to this like water calcium stuff or whatever it is underneath it. It looks so disgusting.
We should just get a black bath mat. Out of sight, out of mind, Rochelle. If you don't see
That is like the worst idea ever. That's like the laziest solution to that problem.
It's like wearing white jeans.
No, it's not.
Because if you wear white jeans, you can really only wear them for like a couple of hours before.
How about instead of actually cleaning your underwear, you just get brown underwear?
Okay.
that is the same logic as what you're saying.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing. I think
it is a bad thing. And yeah, so don't wash your underwear. Just Febreze it. And wear it again.
Just hanging out on the line, and like the fresh air will like give it a nice touch up and stuff.
Yeah, not even fresh air, Eric. Not even that. It doesn't matter because it's brown, so you can't see it, right? If you can't see it, it doesn't mean then it's not dirty, right?
That's how my mind works.
No, it is not. So disgusting.
What do you
now
think?
I understand why the dishes are never clean.
Why do you think I threw out all my white underwear?
You did?
Because the wear of the world, eventually. But why does anybody wear white underwear? Seriously.
Because it shows that you're a clean person.
The only way I would wear white underwear is if I had a new fresh pair of white underwear every single day.
A new fresh pair?
Like, I know,
Eric,
like,
it's because when you were washing your own clothing, you would just be like, these are all light colors. And then the white would go into the light color. Actually, no, you don't even. You didn't
what's
even
bleach?
That. You were like, what's sorting? What does that mean? Just throw it all in and put it on cold water. Or not even cold water. Did you? Put it on cold water and then you just wash it all together?
No, no. When I'm doing lights, I do hot.
Yeah, bleach. Lights. But is lights whites?
No.
Or is it just lights?
No, there's whites. There's lights. And then there's colors.
But you never, ever wash your whites. separately. You never washed your whites separately, though, right?
I have.
Am I right?
Yes.
Did you put bleach in it?
When they're just whites.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm not totally stupid, Rochelle. I know how to
Really? I thought you were more stupid than that.
Well, thanks.
Because, yeah, I think if you're wearing, like, white socks and white underwear and stuff, you just have to clean it. You just have to wash it properly.
And I know how to do that.
No, you don't.
Ugh, you're the worst. You're the worst.
What? Your idea of, like, properly is, like, not properly.
is dumbly.
I'd say, okay, I don't want to, like, totally diss all men, because I know some men know how to do laundry very well.
But
diss
not me.
But you just don't know. Ugh. You just don't know, Eric. I'm sorry. You're good at lots of things, but when it comes to cleaning, like, you totally suck at cleaning. You're just not up to the Dutch standard of cleaning, okay?
Oh, yeah. The Dutch and those standards, those awesome standards that the Dutch have. Yeah, okay. Don't even get me started about the Dutch.
If you want to, like, figure out how to do the Dutch cleaning, I will sign you up for a Dutch cleaning class with my dad. And it might help, but, you know, I've had, like, a lifetime of cleaning classes from my dad, so it might be too hard. I think it might be too hard for you.
You know what? Here's my goal, Rochelle.
You wouldn't be able to.
Here's my goal. I want to be so rich one day that I will live in a house, and if it ever gets dirty, I'll demolish the house and I'll move to another house.
So dumb.
That way I'm always like,
I know. How about this? How about, like, you build a house?
Yeah.
But then all of it is just tile. It's all waterproof. And then when you have to clean it, you just get a pressure washer. You just fucking spray everything down with the pressure washer. And then you have, like, a drainage system, so you don't even have to wipe it down. You could even spray it with the scrubbing bubbles, pressure washer it, and then done.
You're on the right track, but let me tell you where you're wrong. Here's what this house is going to be.
And then any time that you're in your house, you could, like, you know, walk around in your bathing suit and have sprinklers and stuff going on, like, okay. Water park, water pool.
You're getting there, but you don't really understand what my vision is and for this house. Essentially, the house is not unlike
it a
is
tent?
No, it's like basically a large dishwasher, right? So
yeah.
So, like, you know, you leave your house, you press a button. Like, as you're leaving the house, and then it sprays itself off, and it goes through the entire cycle. Of course, all your furniture will have to be waterproof, and all your items will have to be water.
Yeah, it would be like patio furniture, right? Yeah. Like, that stuff's waterproof.
You come back, it's fresh, it's clean.
But what about your wires, though, right? Like, you got to think about those wires. Those are your babies. You know, you love those wires.
you think that I'm made of wires, right?
I think that you might, you know, like you know how you have next to your bed, you have all of your stuff plugged in, and you sleep right next to the outlet, right next to all of your wires and all of your devices. You know, like, I think that if you didn't do that, you might not actually be able to sleep, because you're like a Borg, right? Like, you're kind of like plugging yourself in, but there's this, like, static, like, electricity sort of charge thing that's, like, charging you, but you don't actually see it.
I see what you're saying. So, like, one day when I'm getting brain surgery, they'll crack open my skull. They go, "What the fuck? Where's the brain? It's just a bunch of fucking wires in here."
Yeah, probably.
Basically, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get it.
Because, like, you know how you always walk around and you're like, "What time is it? What time are we doing this? What time are we doing that?" Like, it's like almost like you're like an alarm clock. You're like a walking alarm clock / computer knowledge base of odd facts.
All right. We got it's funny because we were away for so many weeks and we only got, like, a very limited interaction. Shame. Shame on you, listeners.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, people?
People who tweet us.
It's a one-way conversation, Eric. This is us talking, and then those people, like, listen to the podcast. I never respond to any podcast that I listen to. I always intend to, because I'm like, well, that's such a good point. But I never actually do.
Then you don't.
No, okay. I never do.
This is a comment on our website. Our website is tiptaptip.com from Scarborough Dude. He says, just wondering if Eric has asked Rochelle to start baking bread Polish style at home. I don't know what that's referring to. Do you remember what that's about?
You don't really? You don't know what that's about after watching that video a million times and drooling over the big tits?
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay.
The Eurovision Polish entry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
For 2014. I actually just showed that to one of my clients. I was like, this is so ridiculous. And I told her, I invited her to our Eurovision party.
You showed her that same video?
And I showed her that video and she was like, oh my goodness. She's like, it is so ridiculous. Like at first you're like, oh, okay. So they're kind of showing some cleavage here. And then it's just like cleavage, and then those ladies kneading the dough, and then you just see them doing that, and then it zooms in on their cleavage, and yeah. So that's what Scarborough Dude is referring to.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So, it's still No, you have not asked me to make Polish bread.
Can you make Polish bread, Rochelle? Or, no, it wasn't Polish. It was, I don't know, one of those Eastern European countries. Why did I not know this?
What are you talking about?
The country it was from. Was it Poland?
It's Poland, okay. Yeah.
Poland, sure. My favorite song.
Ever. And you don't even know what country it's from.
I don't. It doesn't matter. It's
shame
still my favorite
on
song.
You, shame on you.
It's my favorite music video ever.
I tried baking bread. I tried doing that because I saw it in cookbooks and I was trying to, like, I enjoy baking, but I didn't want to eat all the cookies and all the sweet stuff. So I thought, try baking some bread. It's really hard and like incredibly time consuming.
Is this when you were making like that sourdough bread?
Yeah, the sourdough bread. And I made like a sourdough starter and it was fun. It was almost like doing a little science experiment. But baking bread is an all day process.
Oh, speaking of science experiment, let's have a look at the bay leaf. How's this going? It's in my mason jar.
Well, you should probably open it up and touch it. Touch it.
Well, let's shake it around a bit.
Touch it. Touch it, Eric.
So far, only one person is actually interested in this experiment besides me. This is a gentleman by named Glenn who follows me on Twitter. He's always asking me about the bay leaf update, and I'm telling you,
I'm going to come up with a better science experiment just to show you that I am more awesome than you are.
Look very closely at this water. You can see little bits of debris floating around that were probably at one point attached to this bay leaf. So we are about 3 months into this riveting experiment, and it's getting there. Time will tell.
Getting where? What do you expect it to do?
To be soft and supple.
Can I open it and touch it?
No. Well, as long as you close it back up.
I'm going to eat it.
It's probably slimy. That's my guess.
Like seaweed?
All right. So,
but do you know what the difference between this and seaweed is, though?
Seaweed is soft, and this will never be soft, right?
The seaweed's alive, and this is dead.
Okay. Well,
I can't grab it.
Okay. Well,
might you stick your long fingers in there?
Well, I might stick my fingers in there.
Oh, that reminds me. So I watched this movie last night.
Yes. Speaking of sticking
absolutely
things in things.
Absolutely ridiculous, but I would recommend it because it was really funny. Maybe not so much for guys. It would probably make them have lots of nightmares. It's called Teeth, and it's about a lady who has teeth in her vagina.
I remember hearing
it's so ridiculous. Oh my goodness, I loved it.
I remember hearing about this movie.
It's on Netflix.
About 5 or so years ago. And I've made a point of going out of my way to not watch this movie.
Because you fear that you will never, ever want to have sex again.
Basically, yeah. That's about it.
You know, but that's why you stick your face there first.
Oh, it'll bite
or your hands, you know.
Okay, yeah, that helps. Another part of my body, which is like just bitten off.
Wouldn't you rather have maybe one of your fingers bitten off versus your dick?
Okay, yeah.
Or your tongue. Oh, you'd be able to get your tongue bitten off. You can't talk.
I will not be able to talk. So. All right.
So what else is going on, Eric? Is there Eurovision stuff that we're going to watch?
There is actually an interesting Craigslist thing here that you can check out.
Weed versus booze. It's in the rants and raves section of my favorite. I recently started smoking weed. I just can't figure it out. I'm used to what it feels like being drunk, which I enjoy. But after smoking a ton of good quality weed, I'm left with the feeling that the high I get from weed just isn't that great nor long lasting. Can someone explain what is so great about getting high on weed versus booze? I'm not talking the long-term health effects, just the differences in being baked versus drunk.
That's it.
That's not really a rant, though. That's more of
it's more of a question.
And my guess is that this question was posed when he was high.
Probably. So,
like, I'm just trying to understand this. Blah, blah, blah. Like, that just sounds like he's high.
He probably is.
Yeah. You know, my advice for this guy, just do them both.
It's like the Pepsi challenge, right? Like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
just do it both at the same time.
Except instead of drinking two colas, you're getting drunk and then getting high. But
I don't really see that it's like the Pepsi challenge. Okay. That's different.
Okay, it's like trying. Well, you know, everybody has like a different meal. Like, you know, some people like hamburgers, other people like
fish and chips. Yeah,
same thing.
Except personal preference. The nice thing about weed is that you don't have a hangover. That's what everybody says.
Really?
Yeah, I've not. When you drink, you do have a hangover.
That I know. I've not smoked.
But the downside for weed is that you get the munchies, and then you end up eating a whole bag of orange Cheetos.
That is
disgusting.
Oh, I'm so hungry for orange Cheetos. Like the
kind that like make your fingers orange.
Those are the best.
The poofy ones.
Yeah,
I know. So bad. This week, after having my gallbladder taken out, I had basically everything that I've been craving for the last 3 years, but wasn't able to eat. I've had McDonald's. I've had pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I've had chocolate.
Yeah.
That's about it so far.
And then we're going to get back to regular food.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, I had to get that out of my system. It's not that I'm going to.
I'm going to eat all shit forever. Woohoo!
Right? Yeah. I'm going to stuff my face with the worst shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know. The CRTC, right? You know what they are?
The
Canadian Radio Television Council, okay. I think. They're the people who say, okay, you must have.
The people say, beep, emergency.
No, that they say you must have Canadian content, you know, on radio. Like, you know, that's why we have. On like CTV, there's lots of Canadian content. In a notice posted online, the CRTC warned that channels owned by Toronto-based Channel Zero, including stations AOV Adult Movie Channel and AOV XXX Action Clips and AOV Male Flicks, are not complying with the requirement for 35% Canadian content. So apparently, even if you're a porn channel and you're based out of Canada, these rules still apply. You need to have Canadian content when it comes to people doing stuff with their bodies at each other.
It's called
fucking
sex.
So
that's interesting. I did not know that.
The CRT also alleges Channel Zero is providing less than the required 90% closed captioning. Okay, that would be a job. Closed captioning, like, so you're deaf, but you still want to watch some porn. But you don't.
Then you just hire that lady that stands in the corner of the screen and does.
No, but somebody has to. Right? No, in this particular case, they want one in closed captioning. So somebody's, you know, they're typing out any dialogue, which is probably baby, baby, that's the spot. You hit it, doing it good. And then they also, because there's also part of the closed captioning process includes kind of audio cues. Like if music is playing, they'll say, music in background, or
it's like subtitles.
Well, it's subtitles, but with other sort of cues about what is going on audio wise, right? So like, you know, audience clapping or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what would that entail with a pornographic movie.
There's not very much talking in those. You know, movies. There's not really. I don't really see
pizza delivery.
Yeah.
And then there'd be like music playing, and then. I don't know, bodies slapping together. I don't know how you would. Maybe just rip that, but somebody's job is to do it because apparently the CRTC is buckling down on that nonsense.
Nice.
Eurovision. It's coming up, about 40 days. You getting excited, Rochelle?
Are you seriously counting down that thoroughly?
It was 44 days last time I went to the website, and that was Friday. So it's 41 days probably. Getting pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited because we're doing the live Eurovision, or the not live, but Eurovision party in a public venue this year.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why not?
Because it is a private event, and now I'm going to have to...
It is a private event?
Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. No. At the secret location, anyway, it will be the largest party that me and Eric have hosted, which is going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. So if you're in Calgary, and you're not a creep, and you have a clean criminal record mostly... And you're interested in going?
We can't screen people. We've already invited 40 people. As long as our 40 friends show up,
we don't have 40 friends. No one's RSVP'd barely.
Yeah, I know, but it's because it's so far in advance, right? Like we need to be able to. And whatever, we'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah. But no, I think we'll get. I think I'm hoping that we'll get a good turnout, but you never know because it is the first time that we've done it at a larger scale, and you know we'll see if people are interested in it.
And if it all fails, it's back here next year.
No, I like this. I like doing it. It's not costing us anything. Like it's
it all worked out.
Like there's it's a kind of like a win-win situation. So I don't see why we wouldn't try it again next year if we can have the same sort of arrangement, right? Mm-hmm.
If it works out, they will probably have us back next year.
Yeah, because I like it.
I like it too. We got a number of different songs coming up, including United Kingdom, which traditionally has been entering shit in the last couple of years.
Oh, do you like this one?
Well, compared to the last couple of years, man, it's like they're actually taking things seriously.
Who was the guy last year again? What was his name?
No, last year was
Humperdinck.
No, that was the year before. But last year was Total Eclipse of the Heart lady. What the fuck's her name?
Oh, that nasty. Yeah, that lady did not do very well at all.
So the UK has said, okay, enough of this. Enough of coming in last. Let's actually try this year. Let's find a relative unknown. Have a good song with them singing. So this is a lady by the name of Molly. A song called Children of the Universe. Bleh.
Like a bitter pill, but I'll just wash it down with the taste of something sweet that some doctor made. And this is a madness. I'm not giving in. We shine like diamonds, we fight our bones. Stand beside you, I have the feeling that I'll never walk alone. Opportunity will take, put an end to all the suffering before it gets too late. Hope's on the horizon, yeah. Shine like diamonds, we love.
What are your thoughts on that, Rochelle? Yes, no?
I don't know. It was okay.
But it was.
But compared to other stuff that, yeah.
They've been doing in the last few years, it sounds like they're getting a bit serious. Because
you say like UK or you say Britain. What do you say?
United Kingdom. UK.
You can't just say Britain?
No, because Britain is, like, England is part of the United Kingdom. United Kingdom is England, Wales, and Scotland.
What?
Yeah. England, like, United Kingdom is, like, do I have to explain this?
I thought Scotland was their own country.
They are having a referendum, I think, later this year.
That's why, like, Braveheart fought them and stuff. But that was a long time ago.
Don't ask me history lessons. Like, you know, first of all, it's been years since I've seen Braveheart. And second of all, I'm the last person that you should be asking about British history. However, your client later in the day would be an excellent.
Yes, he'll know. I'll ask him. He'll know everything.
He'll know all about that.
Because he is British.
Yeah, exactly.
You say he's British. You don't say he's United Kingdom-ish.
He's British.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, I know that already.
United Kingdom.
He really likes tea.
Yes. So you like this song better than the last?
So the whole setup looked really cool. The girl looks really cool. You know how, sometimes you need to listen to the song without actually looking at it because they it's deceiving when you see the video or you see the artist or whatever.
Yeah.
And I found this one, like, everything looked really nice. But then when I was just listening to her voice, I was like, I don't really like it. I don't really like her voice very much. It's kind of like that, the same as that lady who sang last year. It's like really raspy and kind of like, yeah.
Bonnie Tyler. That's who I'm thinking
I just
of.
Didn't like her voice. I just
she
didn't like
would
it.
Not thank you about.
Yeah, I think it would have been a totally fine song if it was sung by somebody else.
Well. We'll see how well it does come May 10.
But for Eurovision, okay, so that's like in my normal standard. But yes. For Eurovision standard, it's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So moving along, what else we got here? We got Denmark. Which is the host country.
Denmark won last year, so.
So this is a song that they're entering this year. It's Basim, I believe is the name of the gentleman. Cliche love song. So, all you Danish people out there, this is a song that you are going to be cheering for this year. Right? Right.
Body time. And lately, I felt like something. cliche, baby. Oh, now I'm just feeling blue. I gotta break through to you, you. Cause I.
That was Basine representing Denmark with Scooby Dee Da Ba Bee Dee Da Ba Scooby Dee Dee Ba Bee Dee Ba Ba Dee 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 Da Ba Dee Da Ba Dee Scooby Dee Dee Ba 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 Da Scooby Dee Dee Ba Bee Dee Dee Ba Scooby Dee Dee Ba Ba Da Ba Ba Scooby Dee Dee Ba Ba Da Ba Da Scooby Dee Dee Ba Ba Da Ba Scooby Dee Dee Ba Ba Da Ba Ba Scooby Dee Dee Ba Ba Da cliche.
So you like it?
I liked it the first time I listened to it. The second time I listened to it, which was right now. Not so much. It actually felt like very annoying.
I think it's really cute. Okay. I like it. And I think Denmark's going to win again so far.
You're not really?
This is a really cute song. It's very fun. It's very uplifting. It's very happy. It puts people in a good mood. People like to vote for those songs.
Well, he certainly got the attention of the audience, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They were all clapping and
dancing and clapping, and it's very catchy, and you'll totally remember it because Scooby-Doo-Bop. Like, who doesn't like to say Scooby-Doo-Bop?
Scooby-Doo-Bop.
And, but you know, I just realized something, Eric. I think I have a calling that I need to do before I'm 40. I need to do this before I'm 40.
What, sing at Eurovision?
No, I think I need to do, like, an interpretive dance performance.
You've just decided this now? Like,
yeah.
Like, where's this coming from?
I don't know. Those guys are dancing, you know, the way that they're dancing. And then I was like, well, they kind of look like puppets. And I was like, oh, that'd be so much fun to do a puppet interpretive dance.
I'm going
to
show you a video afterwards, or I can pause right now and I can show you. It is like the best, most unique, stupid dancing I've ever heard.
We'll watch it afterwards.
It'll be the song. It's going to be the song that I play at the end of the show, but I'll show Rochelle the video.
Okay.
Afterwards.
You can let people know what you're talking about too, you know, like it doesn't have to be a secret.
Is it
pornographic?
No, it's not pornographic at all.
Okay, then you can say
The song called Zero by Cella, which I'm gonna be playing at the end of the show.
How do you spell Cella?
C-H-E-L-A.
Okay, so people can look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll put a link to it. It's the best
people
dance.
Can look that up on YouTube then.
I'll put the link to it when I put up
you
the song.
You don't need to put a link to it. This is like if people are listening to this show right now, they're like, hey, I want to go look at it right now, then they can just go on YouTube and then they can just look at it right now, right?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. It's so good. But so
okay,
dumb.
Why don't we do like one more Eurovision song?
Yeah, because they've all been announced, but we don't want to blow our load and like...
blow our load? Do you really need... That is so gross.
We don't want to play all the songs too quick?
Yeah, we don't want to like jerk off and come in your face like in 3 seconds. We want it to take at least 15 minutes.
People can last as long as 15 minutes.
It's called Tantric, Eric. Come on. Give us the times.
Who are these supermen? Teach me.
They're called porn stars.
And because they have Viagras helping them out.
No, they just drink lots of pineapple juice.
No, but that doesn't help erections being sustained for long periods of time.
I don't know, Eric.
No, you sound like an authority.
No, I'm just joking. I don't know anything about what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I do know that pineapple juice apparently is supposed to make your jizz taste better.
Okay.
Jizz. I just said jizz.
This is the type of show we've become.
It's so informative.
Okay, we're
going
to play.
You know what I realized when I was watching TV?
What's that?
Okay, I watched like Dr. Phil. I don't think I've ever actually watched the show. They pretend like they're offering really, really good advice and information, but it's actually like a commercial.
Oh, very much so, because...
No, but it's a talk show.
Yeah, you think it should be like objective, helpful information?
But it's not.
Everybody has something to sell. I'm sure that
and then they're like, oh, and everybody in the audience gets one of these books that we just talked about.
Great.
Like, I was really disappointed and really actually really mad too, because I'm like, if I just want to watch, like, okay, remember watching Donahue? Do you remember watching Donahue? That was like a talk show. People just actually talked and, you know, said their opinions and whatever. And it was interesting and informative at the same time. It wasn't like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, it's basically all daytime talk has just gone to crap. Like, you know, it's
gone to the advertisers. Yeah, it's all to the advertisers.
It's not all serious topics and stuff like that. Gone are those days, Rochelle. You said?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed because I was looking forward to, you know, like staying home and being a mom. I was looking forward to like watching a show like Donahue or something.
But now you have to
watch. But now I have to watch fucking like the social, Dr. Phil.
And The Social.
And The Social. And what's the one with that Barbara Walters? The
View.
The View. That one.
Those people are dumb.
Oh my goodness. Like, the one that is actually okay is Ellen. Ellen is honestly, like, the only one that is okay.
Well, that's why she's so popular, because she's been on
her... She's not an irritating, fucking stupid bitch.
It's fun. That's
what it is. And sometimes I watch Kelly and her black man.
Oh, Kelly... Kelly Ripa. Ripa.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll watch that.
And her black man. What, is she like a slave owner? What are you fucking talking about here? Yeah, I know. And her black man. Okay, let him out of his
cage. I don't know what his name is.
You're such a racist.
He looks like he used to be a football player. I think he maybe used to be.
You're such a racist. They're not all good at sports, all right?
No, he's like really, really, really big. Yeah, yeah. Like really muscular and stuff.
He's such a racist.
I bet you he used... I'm not making this up. Google it. Who is he? I bet you he used to be a football player. Okay. I'm not making it up.
Show. Live with Kelly and Michael. Okay, who's Michael? Who the fuck is Michael? Michael somebody. House. All right. Michael. Let's see what this Michael guy is all about. Oh, son of a bitch.
What?
You're right.
Yeah, see? Legendary Super Bowl champion and Fox NFL Sunday co-host Michael Strahan is the host of the top-rated morning show. See? I wasn't making it up. I wasn't.
You're right. Again.
Like, because they talk about it.
Okay.
I just didn't remember what his name was.
I thought you were just being racist.
No. Fuck you. You always think I'm just being racist. Maybe you're the one who's actually racist.
Whoa.
Okay, because you're calling it out on other people.
Maybe I'm secretly racist.
Maybe you're secretly gay, too.
Maybe your face is secretly gay. What does that mean? What does that fucking mean?
Maybe your ass is secretly gay.
Maybe your fucking arm, elbow is secretly gay. What? Fucking les elbow?
You got a lesbian finger.
Okay, let's watch one more video here. We have Spain, Ruth Lorenzo, Dancing in the Rain. We have Same Heart by May Feingold of Israel.
That one.
Okay.
You fill me up with poison.
Same Heart, May Feingold of Israel. What do you think, Rochelle?
I liked the passion in it.
Yeah, she looks like she could rip your fucking head off, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she's doing all this like in awesome interpretive dancing with a sword in the middle of nowhere, like in the desert stuff.
You're all about the interpretive dancing.
It's good. Okay. I think if there was like a gym class or a gym that had interpretive dancing as like the class, I would take it.
Do you secretly interpretive dance when I'm not home?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what me and Bo do all the time.
Your secret's out.
Not necessarily. Well, I don't. I haven't called interpretive dancing until now. But we have dance parties every afternoon.
That's good.
Yeah.
What is the what are the songs of choice?
Sometimes we'll dance to Justin Bieber.
And sometimes we'll interpretive dance to Raffi.
Yeah, sometimes to Raffi too. Yeah, Raffi's good.
Yeah.
And various other records, and sometimes we'll go on Vivo and just like let it stream after picking one random song.
I do like the fact that it is almost like the old music video watching experience where you could just kind of put shit on. And
yeah, like I really enjoyed this one time. I put a song that was almost like, I think it's called Soca. Do you know that movie music that's like Soca? It's called Soca.
Soca?
S-O-C-A. It's not rap and it's not like jazz or, I don't know. It's hard to explain it. It's like, it's not hip hop, but it's kind of like that sort of like really up. Lots of beats.
It's like kind of like country rock, Afrobeat, electro. Is that what
whatever. I don't know. It's just really good. Like it's like get your ass moving music. That's what it is. Like really fast, butt shaking.
Okay.
Booty shaking music.
And you're having a dance party to that?
Yeah, because I put one of those songs on and it was so good and Bo was loving it. So he started dancing and then I just let it stream and took out a whole bunch of the other ones. So it was good.
Cool.
It's different. That's why I like Vivo, because you just watch different stuff.
Boop.
This song is called Zero.
Yep. This song is called Zero. It's all about the number less than one. Thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. Rochelle is better. Now she's taken that thing out of her body, which was causing trouble.
Gallbladder.
It's
not my heart.
Nope. Not until next time.
I thought, you know, it is very nice that I had an organ that I was actually able to take out. Like, it was causing me problems. And all I had to do was take it out.
Yeah.
Like, it would be great if, you know, all the rest of the other organs that I have would be like that, too. Like, if they just failed on me, you could just take it out.
And everything works.
And everything else works out fine. But, unfortunately, I think the only other thing I have left in me that is disposable is my appendix.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We'll be back at you very soon with more fun, more adventure, more stuff. We are Calgary's best podcast. Don't you forget it, because if you do, we will fight you in the streets, at your house, anywhere. All right? We're serious.
I'm not serious.
I'm totally serious.
You can say that, but don't speak on my behalf.
I will fight.
I'm all about love, Eric, not fighting. Make love, not war.
Love does not.
It's more fun.
Love does not help you retain the title of best podcast in Calgary. It takes a little bit of knocking skulls.
No. I disagree.
Well, let's see you retain the title.
What do you mean retain the title? There's nobody else here. We're alone.
You know why? Because I eliminated the competition. They're gone. You're welcome,
your
Rochelle.
Your talk is big, but nothing.
You can thank me for all this.
I'm going to start learning Chinese proverbs, and every time you say something stupid, I'm going to say something super wise.
Here's something super wise.
What?
Thanks for listening.
Your face is a big zero.
My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye.